for too long. So I've been paying Rowley one peanut butter cracker for every page that he transcribes for me. But if I have to start writing my own assignments, the handwriting on my homework won't be the same as before, and Mr. Blakely will know. So I'm stuck with Rowley at least until I can find someone who can write exactly like him and who also likes peanut butter crackers. But the biggest problem with this Abigail situation isn't the English homework. It's the walk to school. Me and Rowley used to head in together every morning, but now Rowley goes over to Abigail's neighborhood and walks to school with her. This is an issue for a couple of reasons. For one, me and Rowley have a deal where he's in charge of scouting ahead for dog poop on the pavement, and that arrangement has saved me a bunch of times. There's this one dog that really has it in for me and Rowley, and we have to keep our guard up whenever we pass by his house. He's this really mean Rottweiler named Rebel, and he used to get out of his yard and chase us on our way to school. Rebel's owner had to install an electric fence to make sure he couldn't get loose. Now, Rebel can't chase us, because if he takes one step out of his yard, he'll get a shock from his collar. Ever since me and Rowley found out about Rebel's electric collar, we've been having some fun with